ddeir y crwchi eich bod yn rhoi amser yn siarad yn siarad. Mae'n yn corrod i ond to. It's a great pleasure for me to be here tonight as Deputy Lord Mayor. I am only here about 10 or 15 minutes and I am indeed deeply impressed by what I have seen. I think poetry writing must be a huge disciplining experience, because I have seen people walk up here and speak with great confidence, and that's a fantastic thing as far as I'm concerned. And of course, what we are doing is we're celebrating the link between the poets of Coventry and the poets of Cork. The link with Coventry is one of the longest established by Cork City, and I think one that deserves more attention. It began way back about 1968, when a group of councillors from Cork went to study and look at traffic management in England. And while they were doing so, one of the cities they visited was Coventry. And they spent some 2 days there, and they established very strong friendships with the councillors at that time, and out of that grew the twin arrangements between Cork and Coventry. And of course, Coventry was the home of many people from Cork, people who emigrated in the 40s and the 50s, and were involved perhaps in the rebuilding of Coventry after the war. And Coventry took them in and gave them work and hope for the future. So our links between our cities go back a long time. And of course, we have a lot in common also, because Cork, like Coventry, depended for generations on what we would refer today as the smokestack industry. And this smokestack industry began to disappear, certainly here in Cork, in the mid-80s. And it created a huge crisis for us, because our own shipbuilding, Sunbeam Worthy Textiles, Ford Motor Company, Dunlop Tire Manufacturer, all disappeared in a matter of 2 or 3 years. And we had a crisis of employment then here in the greater Cork area of 22% and 23%. And then we had to turn things around and find new ways of finding employment. And that we did, and I'm told that the same thing happened in Coventry. And a partnership between education, training, the local authorities and the Industrial Development Authority turned Cork into what it is today, and that is the high-tech centre, the centre for high-tech industry, whether they be chemicals or pharmaceuticals or whatever they may be. But also, I think it's true to say that here in Cork, we had a long tradition of respect for the arts. And, you know, there are people who hailed from Cork who won international acclaim for their discipline, whether it be the teacher from Dean Street McGinn, who went to London in the late 1980s and became the editor of the Fraser magazine, and gathered around him other Cork people, like the painter MacLeish, whose exhibition is on in the Crawford Gallery at the present time, and the writer Father Prout, Sylvester Marley, who wrote so much, and then of course the other great 19th century artist, sculptor, John Hogan. All of these people were people who were acclaimed internationally for their skills, and they all hailed from Cork. And of course, in the last century, we had Seamus Murphy, and we had Sean O'Reilly, and many others. So, we have in Cork a tradition for respecting the arts. And at the City Council, even though we have a limited budget, every year we do set aside some money in order to encourage the artistic groups throughout the city, because that is so much part and parcel of the life of any city. I think that O'Vale is the type of initiative that reminds us of the rich history of both of our cities. Histories, whether they be in the oral form or the written tradition. And Cork has had its fair share of luminaries. In the past, John Donne, Greg Delancey, Jerry Murphy, the Waterford man, now an honorary citizen of Cork, Tom McCarthy, and of course, few adorers. And in more recent times, Jimmy Lanter and Paul Casey have carried forward this tradition and kept it alive and relevant in the lives of people. And we're delighted to welcome Tony Owen and Dr. John Morley, not only to Cork, but indeed to the heart of this city's living tradition here in the Long Valley. Indeed, the Long Valley, more schemes, plans, traditions and love have emanated from these walls than any other building in the city. And no visit to this city would be complete without a visit to Cork. I wish you all, as I say, a very pleasant evening, full of life, love and everything in between that poetry brings, and wish O'Bale the continuing success in the future. The city has a motto, Statio Bene Vita Corinth. This is in a Latin that we stole from Virgil. We're good in Cork in a little stages. A good and safe harbour for ships. We like to think that Cork is a good and safe and welcoming harbour for all people, but particularly people from our twin cities. And may I thank Paul for getting this initiative going, and hope that we'll see more of it in the future.